Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. When we come back from the break, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Tracy Duker, CEO of Working Sheer Wonders Hair Salon, about what to look for in a great cosmetologist.
This is Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, VP of Ideas at People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. And I'd like to personally invite you to our third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. This event on May 4th will include a fashion show hosted and produced by Renee Noor, former Ebony Fashion Fair model. We have some phenomenal speakers lined up who will talk about the power that women bring to the table, leadership, how to win like a champion, door prizes, giveaways, and more. So come out and be inspired. At People You Need to Know magazine, we believe when women succeed, the nation prospers. Get your tickets now at upliftwomen2013.eventbrite.com or call 770-964-1000. That's 770-964-1000.
It's the Spring Summit to Empower Women, the third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta. Saturday, May 4th. Call 770-964-1000.
Welcome back to Spark Plug Radio. My guest today is a native of Detroit, Michigan. In 1998, she decided to relocate to Atlanta, Georgia to start a new adventure in her life and finished her education as a cosmetologist at ProWay Cosmetology School in 1999. Today, she is CEO of Working Sheer Wonders Incorporated, a dynamic and innovative hair salon located in Lawrenceville, Georgia. We're honored to have on the phone today a woman who is a master at her craft, Ms. Tracy Duker. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you for having me. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful.
Tracy, are you ready to talk about what to look for in a great cosmetologist?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Tracy, you believe that the first thing to look for in a great cosmetologist is passion.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the signs of a cosmetologist with passion?
Well, some of the signs that that are there in a passionate cosmetologist is being detailed, doing the work very detailed. Everything is in place. Nothing is out of place. Loving the transformation with clients, seeing them come in and looking one way and leaving looking another way. The transformation is phenomenal. Education, educating the client, educating and sharing ideas with other stylists. Showing the, you know, it shows your passion of this craft, the drive that's inside of you that keeps moving, that keeps you moving forward. And, you know, one of the most things that we as stylists and cosmetologists, you know, people look at us and they always feel like we are on our own time. But being on time for the clients is one of the most important things, and it's part of being your passion. It drives you to get up in the morning and, you know, get out there and get to work and being on time. Those are some of the things that I see as a passionate stylist to, you know, to look for when you see one.
All right. Well, Tracy, you also believe that having a vision is crucial. Why is finding a cosmetologist with a vision such an important trait to look for?
Cosmetologists need vision to stay creative. You know, it keeps your creative mind going, and your vision introduces to you different techniques and ideas, different trends. You know, it helps the clients that are hair challenged. It helps them to stay fresh and informed. You know, to teach them what to do, even if it's something that they think is complicated, but it's simple. You know, it keeps them able to keep their style. Vision gives you new ideas always. It keeps you motivated. It just gives you something inside that later on becomes reality to others. And it helps with the trend of this craft to keep going and going. Vision is something that's very, very important as a cosmetologist that we need to, show what's inside of us as an individual, our creativity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also read in your email that confidence in building self-esteem as a cosmetologist was also an essential ingredient for success. What role does confidence and self-esteem play when it comes to doing someone's hair?
Well, confidence and self-esteem, it helps the client even stay confident. And inside of a cosmetologist, when you show that you're confident and your self-esteem is built up, it shows, and it also draws people to you. It allows the client to even want to come to you even without seeing any of your work. It's a very, very valuable characteristic. It helps you stay motivated and heighten your potential. It shows in your work, in your craft. It keeps you consistent. It helps other people to want to learn, even if you have some stylists that are not even motivated. It keeps you motivated. It keeps you going. It keeps you moving. Confidence and self-esteem is a valuable, valuable characteristic in this craft that we have as professionals.
Well, having a great attitude and genuinely caring about people or caring about the people you serve are key characteristics to look for in a great cosmetologist as well. What is it about attitude and someone who truly cares that makes them stand out from the crowd?
Well, to me, attitude is very important in everything, especially a good attitude. And being a cosmetologist, once you have a great attitude, then and you establish that, it's easy for you to care for the people. It builds trust, it builds loyalty, it builds good relationships that, you know, we need in this career path. Your attitude, it allows you to build, it helps you with your success. It would take your business a long way successfully. And caring for the people, you know, the clients that we have, you know, the clients, they look at us more than just a cosmetologist or hairstylist. They look at us as friends, as confidants, as role models, as counselors. And, you know, when you genuinely care about the client, you know, they feel it. They can relate to you. They can talk with you. You help them along the way. It's not always about the money, you know, and the trust. You know, building that trust and building that strong bond and caring for that client and even going an extra mile when sometimes, some people may not feel that it's necessary, but because you care genuinely, it helps, you know, build that relationship and it helps build that clientele and the referrals, you know, they're crazy. The referrals that you get are crazy. So when you have that great attitude and you have that genuine care for the people, it takes you a long way. It takes you a very long way and it speaks volume to you as a professional.
All right. Well, how can you find out on your search for a great cosmetologist if they have the skills and the talent to get the job done right?
Well, one of the main things that I was looking at was education, continuing their education. When you see a stylist that's, you know, innovative and that's willing to learn and that's not willing to just stay where they're at, I think always trying to learn someone that's always trying to learn great new techniques, going outside the box, not afraid of sharing ideas with other stylists, like I mentioned before, understanding the different hair textures, any nationality that comes along, you're willing or you're able to make sure that client is satisfied and making sure that you use the best products for the best results, trying to do better and, you know, staying focused on what it is that that you do. I think a great cosmetologist go over and beyond. Even if, you know, there's just limited information, you go and research and you try to do more so that you are one of the best and you're noticed out there. So I think that's my key thing pretty much is, you know, continuing education. You will always be successful.
So in other words, a great cosmetologist can do any type of hair.
Any texture hair. Okay. It doesn't matter where you at, or you never know where you may be. One of the key things to always learn all textures so that in the products that would do best for their hair. Always having that I think is very, very important. I think it's very, very crucial.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, Tracy, tell us why you decided to advertise your business in People You Need to Know magazine.
Well, I went to a Star Breakfast last year, and I was going through something where I felt like I was going to give up, and I was tired. I overworked myself. I was just drained, and I just wanted to give up. And a young lady that I was really good friends with, she told me about the breakfast, and she prompted me to come. And I'm not a morning person, so she was like at 7. I said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. But I pulled myself together. I got up, and I went. And it was the Star Breakfast, and it was one of the most uplifting experiences that I had. And it helped me. All the stories, all the testimonies that I heard, it just really woke something up inside of me. It gave me that extra push and that extra will to want to go to move forward. And I was so, so elaborated. I was so lifted. And I thought to myself, I really want to be a part of it. I really want to be a part of it and give my story, because it's not for us. It's for the next person. It's for the next stylist or the next whomever that needs something, you know, to go on to the next level. And it really helped me so much. And that's why I decided that I wanted to be part of the People You Need to Know and, you know, in networking, because it's such a powerful thing. It was so, so professional and so uplifting. And it just really did something inside of me. And I'm so overwhelmed and so joyed to be part of the team and to do all I can to give my part as within my profession. So, yes,
right.
I thought it was amazing.
All right. And just for the record, listeners out there, she's talking about the People You Need to Know magazine, Business
mm-hmm.
Superstar Awards Breakfast, celebrating
mm-hmm.
the brilliance of women business owners.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be our fourth annual one coming up in October. So,
yeah.
And finally, Tracy, how can our listeners connect with you, a great cosmetologist yourself?
Okay, well, I have my website, workingshewonders.com. We're on Facebook. You can like our page, Working Shoe Wonders. We're on Twitter, Work Is Your One. You can. We have all types of events, specials. You guys also can text Shears. That's SHEARS to 32589. And what that does, it gets you locked in through specials. We run random specials and discounts and all sorts of things. And once we throw that text message out, you are actually linked to any of the specials that we have. And you can give us a call for an appointment at any time. That's 678-206-0224. So those are some of the ways that you can get in contact with us.
Give out that text information one more time, if you
don't okay.
mind.
Okay. That was Shears. That's S, capital S, HEARS, Shears. You would text that to 32589.
All right. Well, Ms. Tracy Duker, mm-hmm. CEO of Working Shear Wonders Hair Salon, located in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
And thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women who are doing great things in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another top-notch job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company in the world. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.